皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 2 Lesson 47 Guys Night Out Part 4 Behind the Scenes. Okay, Naomi Sensei, this is continuing on from last week.
またメイドカフェの話です。
But again, who's speaking in today's conversation?
今日はミミちゃん、ミキちゃん、 and two サラリーマン、小芝 and 久保。
Okay, so four people talking. Now, the two salarymen are speaking among themselves, and they're overheard by the two maid cafe workers. Now, everybody here is speaking informal because they're speaking within their groups.
Except for the first line, Mimi-chan speaks polite Japanese.
So, notice the difference between inside the group and outside the group.
Hi.
Mimi's extremely polite towards the customer, but when she returns and speaks to her friend, very, very casual Japanese. Okay, so we have that on tap. Casual Japanese, polite Japanese, pay attention to the change there. Today, what are we covering in the grammar department?
お plus verb plus する, as in お待たせしました。
So, extremely polite Japanese. Now, I think although this is extremely polite Japanese, you've already had a taste of it and you don't even realize it.
Well,
some of you may not realize it, some of you may. What is that one expression everyone knows?
お知らせします。
So, if you've heard an announcement in a department store or at the train station, you've already come across this construction. So, what we're going to do later is just break it down. All right, with that said, are we ready?
はい、もちろん。
Here we go.
はい、お待たせしました。ご主人様、ビールでございます。
もえ
あのサラリーマンの二人、もえって言ってるし。
もえって、古いわ。
あの二人、かっこいいんだけどな。
ルックスは悪くないわね。
もう一度。お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はい、お待たせしました。ご主人様、ビールでございます。あのサラリーマンの二人、萌えって言ってるし、
萌えって古いわ。
あの二人、かっこいいんだけどな。
ルックスは悪くないわね。
今度は英語が入ります。
はい、お待たせしました。ご主人様、ビールでございます。
Sorry to keep you waiting, good master. Here's your beer.
もえ
ー、もえ
ー、あのサラリーマンの二人、萌えって言ってるし。
Those two businessmen are saying 萌え。
萌えって古いわ。
That's like so old.
あの二人かっこいいんだけどな。
It's too bad. They both look pretty good.
ルックスは悪くないわね。
Their looks aren't too bad.
Naomi-sensei.萌えは古いですか? So, is this an old expression? Out of date? A little old?
It's pretty new to me, but for them, probably, it's old, because I bet they must have heard 萌え a million of times.
Ah.
まあね、私は新しくても古くても使いませんけど。
But just being aware of it is important in itself.
ピーターさんは萌え使いますか?
いや、使わないですね。それから、使いたいと思ったこと一度もないですね。
あ、そうですか。
はい。萌え、ちょっと。
ビジネスでは使わないですよね。
I haven't even thought about using it, not even once. And, yeah.
I think if you use it at the office, it might have a possibility someone takes as a sexual harassment.
Well, then that person would have to think that they are all that and more. Oh, it must be talking about me. Ah, 私のことですね。そうですね、ナオミ先生。
そういう人じゃないですよ。I'm not that kind of person.
Okay, on we go. What do we have next? Vocab. お願いします。
サラリーマン。
Company employee.
サラリーマン。サラリーマン。
Next.
かっこいい。
Good appearance. Looks good.
かっこいい。かっこいい。
Now, one of our listeners posted on the message board. So, they were a bit confused. They wanted to know how come sometimes we use かっこいい, a long vowel, かっこいい, as opposed to what we have in this conversation, かっこいい, a very short vowel.
The original form is かっこがいい. かっこ is appearance. が is subject marker, and いい is good.Which is e ending adjective. So, かっこがいい is the original form. But sometimes people drop が and often say かっこいい. But in a casual speech, we drop う in かっこう. We say かっこいい.
かっこいい.
かっこいい is the most casual one.
Next we have?
ルックス.
Looks.
ルックス. ルックス.
Next.
悪い.
Naomi. Bad.
え? ひどい. ピーターさん. 悪い.
Bad.
悪い. 悪い.
Next.
古い.
Not young. Old.
古い. 古い.
Okay, Naomi sensei. Let's jump back to this. かっこいい. What's the opposite of かっこいい?
ピーターさん?
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah. まあ、賛成です。
ごめんなさい。格好が悪い。Or, in a casual one, is 格好悪い。
Again, 格好 is appearance. So, the original phrase is 格好がいい。Like, the appearance is good. Appearance good. So, the opposite is 格好が悪い。So, it looks bad. Okay, now on to our grammar point, which is quite difficult today. Naomi sensei, what is our grammar point today?
お待たせしました。
Literally, I made wait. If we had all the parts expressed verbally, what would the sentence read?
私はあなたを待たせました。
I made you wait. And of course, if it's more than one person, it would be 私たちはあなたをお待たせしました。We made you wait. If it's more than a few people that you made wait,
あなた方、あなたたちをお待たせしました。
So, you can see the grammar behind this, what's inferred. Now let's take a look at how we got this. お待たせしました. What's the root verb in here?
待つ.
So we start out with 待つ. Now we need the causative. If you need a refresher, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up about this. But the causative of 待つ is?
待たせる.
つ becomes た, and then we add on せる.
You have to make a negative form.And add seru.
So the negative root plus seru. And this is for, again, this is for class 1 verbs.
So.
And class 1 verbs would include verbs like nomu, to drink. How do we say to make drink?
Nomaseru.
Nomaseru. Now we have the causative. But you notice, omatase shimashita, it's not the causative. It's based off the causative. What we do with this verb now, omataseru, we drop the ru. To the front, we add...So now we have
お待たせ
And then finally, we follow this with
する
So it's really お待たせする in its root form. And then of course, this is the polite past.
お待たせしました
Now, when I say the polite past, again, this concept in itself is on a higher politeness level. So it gets a little tricky in there. But again, stop by and check out the PDF. Now, we mentioned the one that you came across already. お知らせします This, the root verb here is
知る
To know. Now, we want to form the causative. And we accomplish this by
知らせる
So, る becomes ら And then we add
せる
To get
知らせる
Notice the similarity between 待つ We start with 待つ We drop the つ The つ becomes
た
We add the せる And we get
待たせる
So, 待たせる And 知らせる. Similar. We're going to drop the final ru again and add
お
to get
お知らせ.
Similar here, we follow this with
する.
So once you get that first part, お待たせ, that stands alone by itself and is followed by する.
お知らせする. 大切なことをお知らせします.
I will inform you of something important. Now, this doesn't work with all verbs.This pattern. And this is one of the tricky things about very polite Japanese. So again, stop by, check out the PDF. Inside the PDF, again, detailed write-up. We can really go into text. We can really go into detail there more than we can, more so than in this podcast.
I recommend you to memorize the expression like, お待たせする. This is a very useful expression.
Yeah, as is, お知らせします.
はい、お待たせしました.
Stop by, check out the PDF, followed up by going to the Learning Center and see...Really reinforce what you heard today. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
はい、お待たせしました。ご主人様、ビールでございます。
グラグラグラグラグラグラグラ。萌え。
あのサラリーマンの二人、萌えって言ってるし。
萌えって、古いわ。
あの二人、かっこいいんだけどな。ルックスは悪くないわね。